The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Dear sisters and brothers, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Tonight we begin, along with Christians all across the world, a solemn season in our life together as a church. Lent is a time of reflection, self-examination, repentance, and discipline. And in good Lutheran fashion, it is a season for all of us to consider our deep need for God's grace, how far short all of us have fallen of God's call for our lives. And as a Lutheran preacher, this focus on our human sin and need is indeed important to me. So, yes, let it be stated on the record that the pastor has a position on sin. Despite the fact that I'm probably too well practiced in it, I am against it. And I think you should be too. But there is another dimension to Ash Wednesday that has been on my heart leading up to tonight. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Those are the words that will be spoken to you if you come forward to receive ashes. Those are the words that we will hear dozens of times tonight. Dust. Mortality. Our inescapable limits. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This puts us in the territory of hospital ICUs. Phone calls from the doctor about test results. News of a loved one passing. But it brings us into other territory too, because death looms over us in other, smaller ways. Because really what death is, it is our final limit. It is our ultimate expression of weakness. It is the greatest way that the universe tells us that we are not indeed infinite, we are not all-powerful, and yes, our strivings will come to an end. So if we talk about returning to dust, we're also talking about our limits. The body that won't do what it used to do. The weight that we can't seem to lose. The habits we can't break. The mistakes that we just can't undo. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All those good things that we want to accomplish, the lessons that we want to hand on to our children, the marathon we always wanted to run, the book we wanted to write, the relationship we so much wanted to mend. But we just can't seem to make it happen. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Now, one way to look at Lent would be to say, aha, see, the time keeps ticking away for all of us, so now in these 40 days, it's time to get serious. And we can use that drumbeat of death as a motivator. But is that wise? Is that faithful? Is that holy or healthy? Never mind the whole "it is impossible to cheat death" thing. But does the Lord want our faith to be motivated by our fears? No. Well, then why do we start this season of Lent off with ashes and that relentless drumbeat, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return? Because you see, tonight it is not just ashes. It's not just the words that are spoken. It's the shape of the ashes. We will be marked tonight, marked with a sign of penitence, a sign of mortality and of mourning, a sign of cleansing. That's what ashes say. But we will be marked by these ashes in a very specific way. Ashes in the sign of a cross. See, we can't escape. And try as we might, we can't overcome our natural human limits. We can neither undo the mistakes of the past nor perfect our life for the future. And tonight is a night for honesty, so let us be honest that all leads to so much fear, so much worry, so much anger. Remember that you are dust, the turning of the calendar page says, and to dust you shall return, echoes back the pain in our joints. But what if we didn't need to be afraid of it? What if our limits, our finitude, our mortality didn't fill us with anxiety and dread? Because there is another way for us. It's the way of the cross. In his incarnation, his being born and coming in the flesh, Jesus took on our human nature. And yes, as the Son of God, he could perform miracles, but as a human being, he was also limited. Jesus got hungry. He got tired. He was able to suffer. He died. But his death was no ordinary death. because God used the death of his beloved Son to undo the power of death. Jesus entered into our mortality so he could overcome it. He submitted himself to the power of sinful humanity so that he could destroy the power of sin over humanity. See, Jesus' death is different because God raised him up again in triumph and in victory. Sin and death are denied the last word because of what happened at that cross and the empty tomb. And so tonight, we are marked with a cross of ashes. We are reminded starkly of our mortality, our limits. We accept on our foreheads a mark of cleansing, admitting to ourselves, to God, and to each other our need for forgiveness. But do not let it end there. Because this night, when we are marked, we are also promised that Jesus has overcome sin and even death. Ashes tonight are not a symbol of shame. They're not a sign of futility. They are a mark of defiance. Yes, we are mortal, but we need not fear death when we know the resurrection. Yes, we are so desperately limited, but our strength is in Jesus, not in our own frail bodies and souls. Yes, we are sinners, but our righteousness, our life, is in Christ, not in any of our own feeble efforts at self-improvement. So Ash Wednesday is a somber night. Lent is a solemn season. But these are also days of courage and hope. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But do not be afraid, because our finite dust is carried on the limitless wind of God's life-giving Spirit. Now tonight, be of good courage, for our dust shall be raised again in glorious new life. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return, but do not fear that truth. Receive it and claim it. But claim it in the shape of the cross. Yes, we are sinners, but God's love is never-ending forgiveness. Yes, we are so very limited, but for you, Jesus is more than enough. We will suffer, but we will never be forsaken by the one who suffered for us. And yes, we will return to dust, but we will rise again in Christ. Do not be afraid. Be of good courage. Turn to Christ and receive from him a life that no fear and no death can ever take away. Amen.